KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And we are joined for the second half of our program by Alice Carruth. She is the Public Relations Coordinator for Spaceport America. Alice, how'd you like that Rocket Man music?
I thought that was rather apt. Very well put, Jim.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. I've been reading and hearing on the news all about some new activity and some great progress made. Tell us about Spaceport America, its history and purpose, and what's going on down there these days.
That's quite a big open question, so I'll do my best to do as much as I can about the history. So Spaceport America is the world's first purpose-built commercial spaceport. We're an FAA-licensed launch complex situated on about 18,000 acres adjacent to White Sands Missile Range down here in southern New Mexico. We have a great rocket-friendly environment of access to 6,000 square miles, which we share with White Sands Missile Range, which is why we're here. So we don't have to worry about competing against commercial airlines. We have 340 days of sunshine, low humidity, and an enormous horizontal runway of 12,000 feet by 200 foot. So it's pretty huge. We call it our spaceway. The operation is all run by the New Mexico Spaceport Authority, which was established about 14 years ago. And we have multiple aerospace companies that work out here. I think the most famous one that everybody's heard of is Virgin Galactic. But space really is kind of not new to this region. It's been here since the 1940s down in the southern part of New Mexico, which was when White Sands Missile Range started testing V-2 rockets. And since then, we've had a NASA presence since the 1960s, and we've had lots of research laboratories down here that have been working. And Spaceport America is kind of a continuation of that legacy of space exploration and testing in this area.
Well, Alice, let me ask you a quick question, because I know we're talking about commercial spaceport, but it's going to sound silly, but what is commercial space travel? Is that where we load up in just like we do in a jet and fly to space?
Essentially, yes, but commercial spaceport or commercial space is a lot wider than that. So what we've traditionally seen since the 1960s when we've been flying to space is a government-led effort to get human beings into space. Now, more recently, certainly since the Obama administration, the opportunity for commercial companies, i.e. those that aren't run by the government, has really opened up. And we've seen the influx from SpaceX and Boeing, and more widely known in New Mexico from Virgin Galactic. So what SpaceX and Boeing are doing is kind of creating their own system of space travel that NASA is then buying a ride to the ISS and hopefully soon to the moon and then beyond to Mars. What Virgin Galactic is doing is creating a space line like an airline that takes people the experience of going up into space and coming back down. Now, at the moment, what they're doing is planning to send passengers from New Mexico to go up on a two-hour flight and then return to the same spot. What they hope to do in the future is take off from New Mexico and land in a spaceport across the other side of the world. So it would be a much shorter kind of Concorde-style flight that would be going around the world, and they're going to really revolutionize the way people travel.
Wow, it sounds amazing. Alice, you have people, and not just you, but Spaceport America is going to have a certain amount of criticism levied against it just because it's a new idea. It's fresh. You just mentioned a whole new way of traveling, but it really seems like this is starting to become something that can really help New Mexico economically. Before we talk about the economic impact though, who will your customers be? You have people now that are tenants and leasing and building all this stuff. Give us some examples of that.
So we currently have four on-site tenants. Our earliest tenant was Up Aerospace that do a lot of testing for NASA, and they work with the Flight Opportunities Program when NASA taking payloads to space. They've been launching with us for at least 14 years now. Right in the southern tip of our campus is Spin Launch. They do kinetic launches. So imagine an enormous centrifuge that's going to be spinning the rocket or whatever spacecraft it is very, very fast until it reaches Mach 5. And then it's going to be releasing that payload up into space, which is pretty exciting. And then in March this year, we managed to secure our latest tenant, Air Environment, and their partner, HAPS Mobile. And what they're doing is an unmanned aerial vehicle that's powered by the sun, and that creates a pseudo-satellite, which will, could give people internet connection from around 75,000 feet up. So that's a really exciting development that we have down here. And obviously, Virgin Galactic is our most well-known tenant. We've discussed what they're creating with the world's first space line. In fact, today they released the interior design of their cabin, which gives them, again, one step closer to them being ready to launch passengers to space from New Mexico.
This is a little bit off script, but I remember growing up, and you're too young to have remembered this, but there was a very famous broadcaster named Walter Cronkite, and he was out at Cape Canaveral. And when, you know, you had the Gemini rockets and the Apollo rockets, there was this lot of drama. It was really great television. And Walter Cronkite and his broadcasting just added an extra dimension of, you know, drama to it and excitement. And that's really starting to happen here. Now, I know COVID's going to affect this, but can citizens of New Mexico, will there be a time, say we get through COVID, that they can come down and kind of watch some of these rockets take off and those kind of things?
That's absolutely what we've been planning on, but unfortunately COVID has slowed things down. So we have been running tours at Spaceport America so people can come out and see what's going on and get a real feel for what our customers are trying to achieve on site. We even have a G-force machine people can ride, which gives them the anti-gravity feeling like you're in zero G, which is pretty incredible. But unfortunately with COVID, we're not able to entertain anybody out there at the moment. We have over 200 members of staff working out at Spaceport America, and their safety has to come first. But once everything is fully opened again and able to, we're going to be able to host people to come and view these launches. We also host the world's largest college rocket contest every summer. It's called the Spaceport America Cup. We have somewhere in the region of 1,500 students that come from all over the globe that launch rockets, and that's been open to the public for several years for people to come out and see multiple rocket launches, which is a really fabulous event to see in New Mexico. It's one of the largest we have down here in the South during the summer months, so it's certainly very well known in this region, but it's something we hope that we get lots of northern New Mexicans coming down to see because it's a very exciting event.
Yeah, I can't imagine watching a bunch of really, really incredibly smart, genius-level people playing with rockets. That'd be a lot of fun. And I have to tell you, I so much appreciate you sharing this with us today because, you know, in my position, I hear politicians talking about this or that, and anytime there is a budget item where there's a bunch of money spent and there's a new idea, I get really excited that it can help New Mexico, and sometimes that doesn't happen, and I don't even want to fault those ideas, but I really think this is one that is going to be a long-time benefit to the citizens of New Mexico. It's going to put us at the top of a good list for once, and it's going to be, I think, really something that's going to help us get through COVID. But we're going to talk to you about that a little bit more. We have Alice Carruth. She is the Public Relations Coordinator for Spaceport America. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with Alice. Stay with us.
Are you looking to take your life's purpose to a whole new level? Calvary College is now offering on-site classes in biblical studies at Calvary Church of Albuquerque, and the next term starts August 17th. You can combine on-site and online classes to fit your life and your schedule. Plus, Calvary College partners with Veritas International University and Calvary Chapel University to give you options and flexibility, whether you're working toward an accredited degree or simply want to increase your knowledge of God's Word. On-site classes include theology, church history, and worldview apologetics, both undergraduate and graduate level, all starting August 17th. Apply today at calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
The Great Omission. That's what one author said the Great Commission has become. Obviously, not acceptable. At Star 88 and KNKT, we know this great mission job is one for the church. Each month, we put a spotlight on a global outpost for the gospel. This month, we're featuring Kevin Stark from Team Extreme.
We've never been at an event, whether it's Muslims in the crowd or Hindus or whatever, that haven't been touched by the message and the cross and the gospel and the resurrection. And just a great, unique, amazing way to preach the gospel. It's a different method, but the same message, cross or resurrection in Jesus and the kingdom.
That's Kevin Stark from Team Extreme in our spotlight on the Great Mission this month on Star 88 and KNKT. Fulfilling the command of Jesus is possible in our lifetime. To support this ministry, visit star88.fm or knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
4, 3, 2, 1, welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. Steve Ryman, our producer, having a lot of fun with music, counting down to blast off with Alice Carruth, and she's the public relations coordinator for Spaceport America. Alice, this is really fun. I really think this is some exciting news for New Mexico, and want to talk to you a little bit about some practical things. Is this going to start to bring some jobs and some other positive things economically to our state?
Absolutely. As I just mentioned, we currently have over 200 people employed at Spaceport America, not including those that work for the agency that run it. They're just our customers that have people out there. So we've got 200 higher than average wage jobs that are already here in New Mexico. And what that means as a return is that when Virgin Galactic, for example, moved all their staff from California last year to Las Cruces, they made $9 million worth of real estate investment in Sierra and Doña Ana County. So we're really starting to see reap the rewards of us being able to have these kind of companies come and work here in southern New Mexico. Our latest tenants, HapsMobile, for example, who signed back in March at the start of all the COVID-19 issues, managed to invest $8 million in completing a facility out at Spaceport America that employed 65 members of staff from New Mexico, sourced all of their material through New Mexico, and that resulted in $500,000 gross receipt tax for Sierra County during a time when we need that kind of influx of money more than ever. So yes, I definitely see that we're starting to reap the rewards. And you're absolutely right. There has been a lot of issues in the past of people thinking that the spaceport has been vacant and not working. I've lived here for 7 years and I've only worked at Spaceport America for the last year. So I know from being a Doña Ana taxpayer that there was a misconception that the spaceport was sat vacant and not doing anything and costing us money more than it was earning. But certainly since I've joined the team, I've seen for myself how much we're actually putting back into the economy. In indirect economic impact as much as we're getting direct economic impact as well. We've had multiple customers that have come out and worked during COVID. We've had to cancel several as well. We're starting to get a really exciting schedule of people wanting to come out and test and use Spaceport America, which is a really good thing for New Mexico.
And there's no doubt, in addition to all this activity, that this is just going to be a fun thing for citizens to go watch and participate in. And I want to mention, even though it's kind of our last question, you have an interactive website, and you're providing some STEM education-type things through your website. Tell us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Part of the act that set up the New Mexico Spaceport Authority stated that we had to then support a future workforce coming through New Mexico. So I've got kids that are here in the Las Cruces Public School arena that I want them to have access to what we're doing as well. So that really made us think about how we could do STEM outreach. And certainly COVID has made us think about how we can do STEM outreach throughout the entire state of New Mexico. So we created some really fun at-home activities that people can do. They can go onto our website, spaceportamerica.com/education, and there are 5 short videos on there that were created by our team from their homes using household items to get younger audiences to think about experimenting and using science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and art as well, and thinking about how they can create spacecraft and how they can experiment with air pressure and how they can think about making a parachute and how that works for space as well. And now we're also working with the public education department as they're looking to do more virtual options this fall, how we can help enrich the curriculum, how we can give our astrophysicists and aerospace engineers their time to the public education department and see how we can really help students in New Mexico realize that there are job opportunities here that are growing in New Mexico and that they can go to school here in New Mexico. We've got some great universities here and come out at the end of it with a really great opportunity for a career afterwards in space.
And there is no doubt that with all of this information you're putting out to young students that you're going to really stimulate a lot of interest. And of course, you already mentioned the economic benefit to the state, but I think it may help our universities as well. You know, of course, New Mexico State, you've got New Mexico Tech that's not very far away from you. You've got the University of New Mexico, all of those universities with multiple campuses, Eastern, Western, and Highlands. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but I think our state is really going to be prime for, you know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. When we can, if we can possibly become one of the top tier states in the country in education in those areas. And again, you know, I offer this as just something that might help our public schools. Our public schools have been at the bottom of the good list in education. This could be, Alice, something that stimulates students to really pursue science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and really improve the whole culture of our education system. So I think this is really an amazing thing.
And you mentioned all the universities that we're already working with. So New Mexico State and University of New Mexico both compete in our Spaceport America Cup each year. There were over 100 teams that were involved in 2019, and they came in the top 10. In fact, I believe they came fifth and sixth out of over 100 teams from around the globe. So we're already seeing huge progress. New Mexico Tech is going to be launching with us by the end of this year with their Rocket Club as well. So we are already working with those guys and getting them access to be able to test and launch, which you don't find anywhere else in the country.
And it's just in their back door. They don't have to go very far to get to you. That's really neat. Alice, I've got a question. We've got here 6 or 7 minutes left on the program, and this is not on our little list of questions that we communicated about, but I was looking at an aerial photograph of your main building, and it's such unusual architecture. Can you tell us anything about that design and how that came into being?
Yeah, so we have this very difficult situation where we are in a basin, in the Tularosa Basin, which was part of the old Camino Real route. And we wanted to make sure that we weren't ruining the view shed being in that area. We want people to still be able to go out to the Camino Real route and not be greeted by an enormous white building as you would normally find at an airport or a port of entry or a seaport. So we put out a worldwide competition for somebody to compete and design something that would blend into the environment around it. And I believe it was a British firm that won that contract. So they designed it over in the UK, but it was New Mexico construction firms that built what we call the hangar facility, or Virgin Galactic class, as the gateway to space. So if you see it from the road looking out towards it, it kind of looks like a hill. It blends in with the terrain, and we've done that on purpose so that we're not ruining that view shed. But when you see it from the other side, where the astronauts will be coming out of and getting onto the spaceship, it's this beautiful glass facade that then reflects the mountains and the terrain around it. It's really quite an incredible building and architectural design. And Virgin Galactic took it over last year and have completely redesigned the interior now, and it's everything you could ever expect from a very high-class, high-tech facility that we'd hope to have here in New Mexico. And when the future astronauts have come out to visit it, and we've got, I think, somewhere around 600 future astronauts already signed up with Virgin Galactic, they've already come in and said what a great design it is and how great it is to see this kind of thing in New Mexico.
Alice, you just used a word that I hadn't even thought about, the word astronaut. And I remember growing up thinking about being an astronaut, but there were so few space flights that being an astronaut, I mean, the odds of ever getting on a spacecraft were crazy. But as you just said that, I'm thinking there are men and women, boys and girls, that literally could become astronauts. And as what you have started here at Spaceport America develops, there could be a lot of amazing jobs and a lot of space flights.
That's the cool thing. It's becoming a whole new technology and a whole new industry, because being part of a space line isn't just aerospace engineers and rocket scientists. They've actually got a full-time barista out at Spaceport America in the Virgin Galactic hangar, and a full-time waitress out there as well. They've got communicators. They need lawyers. They need IT consultants. They have accountants. It's creating a whole new industry and a whole new opportunity to get involved in the space world, which is pretty exciting. And yeah, like you're saying, this being an astronaut was a very exclusive club. I believe only 575 people have ever been able to go to space since the 1960s. And now all of a sudden we've got 600 people that are then going to fly up with Virgin Galactic. That doubles the number in a very short period of time. And it makes space accessible to more people, and it makes space accessible to companies, because Virgin Galactic are also taking up payloads from companies that are going to be testing in zero gravity. So they're opening up an opportunity for lots more than just people going to space. They're opening up an opportunity for a whole new industry to have affordable access to space.
Alice, I'm not asking you now about COVID, because I know these plans have to be fluid, and you got to – you can't really project what's going to happen. It's just a crazy time that we're living in. I think 2020 is going to go down in the history books, and I'm not sure that's going to be a real positive thing. But what you're talking about now is really positive. So I want to ask you, what's coming up in the next 5 or 6 months that we can be really excited about at Spaceport?
Well, Jim, I'm sure it will come to no surprise to you or anybody else that the pandemic has slowed progress down at Spaceport America for most of our customers. But we are seeing those that have cancelled their launches in the spring coming back and asking if they can come back in the fall. So we are starting to see a much busier schedule coming up from about September, October onwards, depending on whether or not the restrictions are really lifted at that point. In the next 6 months, we are expecting to see the first flight from our new tenant, HapsMobile, and their unmanned aerial pseudo-satellite, as they're called, HAPS. So that's going to be really exciting to see that over here in New Mexico. That has a 260-foot wingspan, so it's quite an unusual-looking aircraft when it's up in the air. Spin Launch are really on track to finish their complex. I got to a VIP tour down there last week to see their progress, and it's quite an incredible sight to see. So we're excited to see what they're going to be doing in the next 12 months. And Virgin Galactic, like I say, just revealed the interior of their spacecraft today. So we're still thinking that they're on track for taking passengers to space. They've been waiting to be able to reveal whether or not the data from the last glide flight earlier this month will allow them to do a powered glide flight next month. So we'll be finding out from there if that's the case. And once they've done the powered flight, I believe they have one more to do before they're then able to take passengers to space. So COVID has slowed things down. It's continuing to slow things down, but we are still making progress out there regardless of the situation.
Alice, one more time, give our listeners, which are, you know, a very large faith community, I know they're all excited to hear about this, the positivity about the economic benefit to our state, just the fun, the great jobs. It's going to help families. Tremendous time. Tell us one more time how they can interact with you on your website.
Absolutely. You can go to spaceportamerica.com. We're also on social media. You can find out tons of information on there about our education outreach that we're doing, about what's going on with our customers, and how you can eventually come out and do tours with us as well, which we're hoping to be able to open up once the governor lifts restrictions.
Wow, I've learned so much, and I've got that astronaut thing stuck in my head, Alice. I think it'd be so cool to go fly up in space. Thank you so much for joining us today. Alice Carruth, she is the Public Relations Coordinator for Spaceport America. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
You Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.